Hey there, welcome to another breakdown bonus episode where we are going to be talking about the use for ketamine therapy, whether it's trying to get over a really tough breakup or just what ketamine therapy can be used for in general. I am joined by Dr. Karen Giles. She is the Chief Medical Officer and co-founder of Breakthrough Psychiatric Solutions based in Atlanta. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so my first impression of ketamine therapy literally was from watching The Real Housewives of, or not The Real Housewives, like The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And I saw that they were doing this ketamine therapy. And so my first impression of it was like, this is a recreational thing that they do, but what does the average patient go somewhere to get ketamine therapy for?
Hopefully people aren't using it recreationally. Yeah, there is a whole medical model behind using ketamine for mental health. There's two main ways that you can use ketamine. One way is through an FDA approved nasal spray called Spravato. That's actually gone through clinical trials. It's shown to be safe in people with treatment resistant depression. And all that means is people that haven't gotten better with a couple different trials of oral antidepressants and some psychotherapy. And that's actually a lot of people, like 30 to 40% of people with depression would meet that criteria. The other way that you might get ketamine therapy in a medical model for mental health would be either through like an IV infusion. Sometimes we do it intramuscularly, like an injection in the arm. And then there are some clinics where they might use like oral troches, which are like lozenges of ketamine. But I'd say the majority of providers are doing IV or intramuscular ketamine. And we're really trying to treat depression as the biggest studied mental health condition for the use of ketamine. But a lot of times you might see people using ketamine for treatment-resistant anxiety or trauma, like PTSD symptoms. Sometimes in my clinic, we even use it for eating disorders.
What is the effect that ketamine has on the body? Like if I'm going to you because I've been in therapy for depression and I now want to turn to some kind of medical aid for that, like how does it work in the body and how is it going to make me as a patient feel in terms of like starting to heal and get better?
However it gets into your body, if it's through an IV injection or infusion, I should say, or an injection in the arm or a nasal spray or even absorbed through the oral mucosa and the gastric mucosa orally, what's going to happen is the ketamine is going to get into your bloodstream and get up into the brain. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and it works on receptors in the brain that within a couple hours will start a chain reaction where neurons start growing new connections all throughout the brain. You start to have a lot of new pathways that just weren't there before. You have more brain power, essentially. The neurons keep growing for hours after the treatment. So that's what's going on biologically is you have new brain power, essentially. That helps people feel better. It helps us get stuck out of a rut, like when we have these repetitive thoughts about ourselves. Ketamine allows us to have other options of how we might think or process things. During the actual treatment, you're going to feel different. Most people are going to dissociate. And all that means is your body might feel different. You could feel, a lot of people feel kind of light and floaty during the treatment. A lot of people lose track of time. They might even have kind of like a lucid dream experience or even a kind of something kind of similar to a psychedelic experience where they're in their mind, they're turning inward and they might be journeying to another time, place. They might have visuals. It can be really beautiful. It can be really interesting. Sometimes it's challenging. And so that's why when you're in that kind of a mind state, it's temporary, but you really want to be in a professional's office. You want to have a psychiatrist nearby who's able to assess you and make sure that you're staying safe psychologically during the treatment. That all will resolve. The dissociative effects end by the end of the treatment. If you're doing an IV ketamine treatment, that might be within an hour. Same with intramuscular. With Spravato, we have to monitor you for 2 hours, but you're not going to go home still dissociating. But you do want to have a really safe environment where you can go inward and do the work during that journey.
Have you witnessed anybody having, I don't know if I'd call it like an adverse reaction, but maybe somebody who really got deep into a dissociative state and they came out with maybe an abnormal or an out of the ordinary reaction to the drug? And if so, what did that look like?
Yeah, so some people will dissociate more than others or more deeply. And I have had some folks where they went someplace unexpected in their mind's eye. And I have had a patient where it was really scary for them. They weren't expecting, they didn't know what it would be like. None of us can predict what it's going to be like for anyone. So that is always a little bit hard. You know, sometimes we wish we could explain it all, but we just have to kind of see what the ketamine in the brain is going to reveal for the patient. Sometimes things from the past will show up, like trauma or imagery or something that reminds someone of the past. And that's not infrequent. And so sometimes people need to have a big cry and like just let out these like suppressed emotions. Or sometimes people just need to process something from the past. And with the new connections, the new neural connections, we call that neuroplasticity, people are often able to engage with trauma memories or things from the past that were painful in a way that they just wouldn't be able to if they didn't have the ketamine on board. And we call that expanding the window of tolerance. They're able to tolerate more. They're able to get in there, process things, resolve trauma, move past things. But it's not necessarily easy work at the same time. It can take a couple treatments to really like work through something. And so that's why you want to be in a safe environment and then ideally working with a therapist after your treatments are over to help process anything that comes up.
Have you noticed a pattern of what people typically experience while they're under the influence of ketamine? Like, do people typically revert back to a specific type of trauma that they're going through, or do they typically go back to their childhood, or does it just really vary?
It is really variable. I've like stopped trying to predict. Definitely if there is like an incident trauma or something that we think is like at the root of like what's causing this person distress or depression or whatever is going on for them emotionally, it would not surprise me if there's elements of that time in their life that they're revisiting or interacting with in their infusions. And it doesn't mean like every time they're doing a treatment that that same memory is going to come up. But I would be shocked if it doesn't come up at some point for them.
For sure. So if somebody is listening to this and they're like, oh, I've gone to therapy for depression, or I feel like this might be something that I should talk to a provider about, like, how would somebody even know to seek out ketamine therapy? Like, who's the right candidate for something like this? And if so, how do they get treatment for it?
Yeah, so if you're struggling, I wouldn't jump to ketamine if you've never seen a mental health professional at all. You want to get an assessment. You want to understand like what are your diagnoses. So I'd recommend seeing a psychiatrist. Of course, I'm biased. Or a good therapist or a psychologist can help with the diagnosis. So let's like figure out what are we dealing with here. I do think ketamine can help anytime somebody is stuck and stuck with depression, stuck with anxiety, stuck with trauma, stuck with how they view their body, stuck with inner like relationship dynamics. What the reason it works so well when we're stuck is that we're, thought patterns, like I said earlier, kind of get ingrained and we tend to like kind of relive and re-experience life in a certain way when we're not feeling well. And it's not very productive. Ketamine gives you collaterals and alternative ways to start feeling better, to start thinking differently, to process your reality a little bit more accurately. So there's a lot of different situations where ketamine could be helpful.
Perfect. Well, is there anything I haven't asked you about ketamine therapy that you think is really important for people trying to learn more about this subject should know?
I think it's important to know that it works pretty quickly. Usually ketamine, you're going to usually need a series of treatments though. So you're usually not going to just do one treatment and then you're done or you're cured. Typically in our clinic, at least people are coming in twice a week for 3 weeks. We call that the induction period. By the end of those 3 weeks, they are usually feeling so much better. They might be in remission of their symptoms, or maybe they're well on their way. Ketamine needs to be tapered down, or some people need maintenance treatments. Some people will, in our clinic, be on ketamine or Spravato for years because they just need that neuroplasticity reinforced. And unfortunately, ketamine does start to wear off after some time. So, after a couple of weeks, you might find that you're maybe reverting back to your symptoms. And so that's why it's always important to have a team that's like looking at your case and helping customize a treatment plan for you. So, ideally, you're going to go to some place where there's a lot of thought and personalization behind the therapy for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Dr. Karen Giles, Chief Medical Officer and co-founder of Breakthrough Psychiatric Solutions based in Atlanta. Very informative, very helpful on a subject I have never covered on this podcast. So it's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Happy to be here and thanks for having me.